Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Catherine Caputa back on the show. Catherine is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back more than 10 years now. She's been hanging out with us. She's the author of an outstanding book, brand new book called Graduate to Great Career, brand spanking new. She's our brand expert. Breakthrough Branding, You Are a Brand. These are her past books, but the new one is all about the career. Catherine Caputa, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Great to be here.
Good to have you back. Congratulations on your book.
Thank you.
Very exciting.
Now the hard part begins, selling and promoting it.
Yeah, I know about that. So, okay, one of the things that I've been begging small business owners to do since I've been doing my show, and before that with my clients, has been to tell them to get involved with their industry trade group and at least go to the regional events, if not the national events, and budget for it. Put it in the budget. Take the time to go. Get outside your four walls and go see what people in your industry are doing, what other people are doing. You'll see new stuff. You'll meet old friends. There's the richness of opportunity at these trade shows is amazing. The networking, I've never ever been to one I didn't come away believing that it was way worth way more than the time and money I put into it.
You know, I agree. I think there's two key reasons you go to these things. One is the networking, and as we know, networking is key. And here's an event, you know, certainly the national events, but even the regional ones, you know, have the jam-packed with people that would take you months and months to meet if
right.
you were, you know, trying to get through to them. And people are very receptive at these kind of, because the whole thing is networking and meeting new people. And I think the other key reason you want to go is, you know, really find out what's going on in your field. What are the
right.
new things? Where is the industry going?
Well,
all of that you can find out at the special sessions or the booths. So there's a lot of very, very important reasons, you know, that you can capitalize on with these trade shows.
Well, the thing is that you meet people who if they were in your town, would be your competitors.
Right.
But now they can become your peers, almost a little bit of a support group. You can compare
right.
notes without feeling like you're going to give away a secret. You can,
right.
But here's another thing that I found: your crosstown competitor is going to be there too.
Yes.
And here's
and
what's
you can see
here's
what
what's
their new product
Catherine.
Line is. You can see what their marketing materials look like.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing, Catherine. It's what's interesting is when you're at a place like that with a crosstown competitor. It's I've seen the shields come down.
Yes.
And people talk and to each other in a way, in sort of a neutral site, in a way
right.
that they would never do back home.
Yes, it's amazing. I've seen that myself. You know, I recently went in New York City to the Fancy Food Show, and you see it there. You see everyone's new products, their products that they're known for, but you see a lot of people talking because the whole atmosphere is to be open,
mm-hmm.
and you see a lot of the, you know, as you say, the walls come down and people open up. And, you know, you also can meet, if you're looking for funding, you know, VCs and venture capitalists and private equity people are roaming
right.
these trade shows to look at
banks,
companies to invest in.
Banks are
in,
too.
You know?
Banks are offering new products.
Banks are there.
But
yeah.
I like what you said about the products, because this is so important. One of the things that I tell people as often as I can, Catherine, is it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. And
mm-hmm.
when you go to these trade shows, you'll see people offering new ideas and new technology or whatever that shows you where your industry is going to be in a year or five.
Right.
If you don't go there and you don't see this, then you're flying blind.
You're flying blind, and you're going to be left behind.
That's right. You're going to get run over. Irrelevant.
Right.
I can't imagine.
It's a problem. I've been surprised. You know, I do a fair amount of consulting to small business owners and entrepreneurs, and they don't know what the competitors are doing that much.
It would scare me to death.
That's a big problem.
If I had a regular Main Street business, and even though I don't have a typical Main Street business, I still go to trade shows, and if I couldn't, I would be scared to death.
Right.
It would frighten me if I thought there was stuff going on out there that I didn't know about. They would be so, folks, budget for it. Take the time and go. Enjoy it. Make it turn it into a vacation. I know a lot of people who do that. Quick break. Stay
right
with
and
us.
And we can talk about specific things you can do to really maximize.
When we come back, Catherine Caputa and I will do just that. 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.